Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. And well, as you just heard, we've heard some pretty bullish words from Michael Oliver on silver. Michael is as bullish as I've ever seen him on silver. He's bullish on gold too. But Michael studied his history and he knows in bull markets for precious metals, silver usually does better than gold. They'll both do well, but we're looking for silver companies, companies that can produce the metal as we move into a bull market. So I'm really happy to have David Wilfen with me today. He's the president and CEO of Avino Silver and Gold. It's a company I've been following for many, many years, even when the company closer to its startup date, when David's father, Louis Wilfen, was the founder of the company. And so I've been following this company, Avino Silver and Gold, for a long time. It operates near Durango, Mexico. And it's on a significant growth path. It's been a company that's sort of a small producer for many years, but now David has got some real exciting growth potential in mind, and he's gearing up for it. So before I say hello to David, let me just tell you that the stock trades in New York and Canada under the symbol ASM, 118 million shares outstanding, selling at around 80 cents in U.S. money, and gives it a market cap of just a little bit under 100 million. Thank you very much, David, for joining me today.
Thanks, Jay. Pleasure to be here.
You know, you really, as I say, I've been following Avino Silver and Gold for many years. I've gotten really excited about it this year when I saw your plans to ramp up and to make it a much bigger producer. It's been producing 1 million, 2 million ounces a year, that sort of thing, for a long time. But now, bigger is better in this business, generally speaking. Margins matter a lot too, of course, but you've got to have a certain amount to meet threshold costs, basic cost, before shareholders start paying attention. And I think the track that you're looking to get onto is going to be very bullish for this stock. Maybe we could just start out by you talking a little bit about 2022, what you accomplished in 2022, because there was a lot of things I think were very, very significant.
Yeah, our production exceeded our internal guidance. We beat 2021 by over 200%. 2022 was a full year of production since we restarted. We embarked on building a new dry stack tailing storage facility, which is being commissioned right now. They're just putting in the conveyor systems. It's going to backfill the open pit. And there's a new tailing storage facility area we're going to build. We've got plenty of capacity for our big expansion plans. And last year we acquired La Preciosa from Coeur Mining in March, and basically tripled our resources. And so we've got three key assets. The Avino mine that's producing has good margins right now. We have La Preciosa and the oxide tailings resource, which is the old tailings. So last year we drilled it all off. We couldn't drill it when it was active. It was too dangerous to put a drill on it. So we did 150 drill holes. Metallurgical work is favorable. We're now planning to commission a pre-feasibility study. So these are the ingredients with a clear path at transformational growth. We're looking at 300% growth over the next 5 years.
Wow. Okay. So we're looking at something 8 to 10 million ounces potentially. That's what you have in mind, and that's the path you're setting out on to achieve those goals. So talk to us a little bit about how you're planning to get there. Well, I guess you kind of did talk about how you're planning to get there. What sort of capital costs are going to be required over the next several years, David, or at least maybe just talk about 2023. What are you going to have to do in 2023?
Capital expenditures are between 8 and 12 million for this year. We're going to self-finance that. Going forward, once we have the pre-feasibility study on the oxide tailings, we're going to have reserves. So we're going to look to get a revolving credit facility so we don't have to just rely on debt and equity for our expansion to build out the oxide tailings expansion. It's going to be a big expansion. And then over at La Preciosa, it's not going to be very expensive. We're just putting in a decline, and we're not planning a giant open pit mine that Coeur was doing. That wouldn't fly in that jurisdiction. There's too many people. So we're looking at a low-profile underground mine, ramping down to Gloria, and then over to Abundancia, and then Martha. So we'll have three different working faces, and we think we can bring out, you know, 500 tons per day from each. So ultimately, we'll bring out 1,500 tons per day is what we're thinking now, based on internal planning. Mm-hmm. But at some point, we're going to bring in an outside engineering firm to look at an optimization plan that may even be larger. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the reasons why we're drilling. We're drilling right now below level 17 on the Avena mine, and we've extended the down dip mineralization by over 300 meters, almost doubling it. Even after 500 years, there's still potential there. And we've commissioned two structural geologists, Ex Newmont and Kinross, to help us figure out what the ultimate potential is there, because it's a porphyry style system. There's potential that it could turn into a porphyry at depth. It's getting richer in copper and pockets of gold as we go deeper. So who knows what's below where we are? It's never been drilled. So we know that an engineering firm is only going to take the information we give them. And so we thought we better do as much drilling as we can before we look at an optimization study. But internally, we feel very confident on our plan that we've put out to the market.
Very exciting. So do you... Any possibility, David, of poking a really deep hole down there to see if you can find what's down there? Maybe like that porphyry. And my goodness, if you're onto a copper, something that people really, you know, the projections for copper are very, very robust. People, you know, the demands.
Well, yeah, if you look copper. At Capstone's Cozamin mine in the next state over, I mean, it gets richer as they go down, and it's really opened up there. So is it similar potential? We don't know, but it's in the same geological area trend. So it's the potential's there.
So you're going to be able to finance your CapEx from cash flow generated from operations. That's what you're quite sure you can accomplish at least 2023.
Yeah, for the next few years until we're ready to embark on expansion, then we'll determine what our needs are at that time. But we're taking the traditional route of doing a feasibility study. So we'll have reserves.
David, could you give us a sense of what your operating cost and your all-in sustaining costs are currently? Yeah. Also maybe give our viewers a sense of the mix, because it's silver, you have some gold, and you have some base metals.
Yeah, right now it's about 40, 41% silver, and then a small amount of gold, 10 or 15%, and the rest copper. But the silver is going to grow as we expand, because La Preciosa is 95% silver, and the oxide tailings, same thing. So, we expect to be considered a primary silver producer going forward. Our resource estimate is around 300 million. We got a new one coming out in the next few weeks. I think people will be presently surprised at the growth that we've accomplished through our drilling, which is obvious in our drill results. You can see what we found. So we've extended the mine life at Avena for a long time. So ultimately, we will be looking at an optimization study that may even be bigger than what we're considering now.
Could you give us a sense with your acquisition last year what your current resource is?
It's 300 million. Ounces of silver equivalent. And you were asking about the cost. So currently our cash costs are between $10 and $12. All in sustaining is between 16 and 19. But during the 5-year expansion, as we add production, the cost is expected to drop based on the current parameters. Mm-hmm. We think in the next 5 years we'll get our cash cost below 10 and the all-in sustaining between 10 and 12. So it'll be, you know, a very profitable operation as we grow. And we want to get included in the indexes. So you need to be at 250 million market cap. So our target is to exceed that. If you look at Endeavor Silver, it produces 8 or 9 million ounces. They're 900 million Canadian market cap. So that's where we're heading towards. Mm-hmm. Will we get there? We've delivered on three expansions before, so we don't see any reason why we wouldn't. We've got all the right people there. What's unique about Avino is we have 100% Mexican labor force, right up to our chief operating officer, who's a graduate of Colorado School of Mines. So we got very competent people. We've been building our geological department. We recently retained the services of a senior level geologist that's worked in big mines in Mexico as our director of geology to help oversee what the ultimate potential is. Now that we control so much land there, we want to know what the district potential is on our ground.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that really excited me is the exploration potential that come with your acquisition last year. So just in summing up, David, what do you think? I guess you mentioned you're going to have a new resource pretty soon and people will be pleasantly surprised, you believe. I guess we'll see some numbers from the Q4 2022 pretty soon. Anything else that people should keep their eyes on?
Yeah, well, I mean, we trade in line with silver. You know, it's a good leverage to silver with that many ounces. You can see that the traction is in our stock. We've almost doubled in less than 6 months. So with the rising metal market, Avino should outperform.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you very much, David, for spending the time with us today. And we'll want to keep track of what you're doing going forward, because it is a very exciting story. One that I've been watching for a long time, but I can't remember a time when I've been more excited than I am now about Avino. So thank you so much for being with us.